Slice Your Age, episode 28.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hi, David Moffat here from Sydney, Australia, the beautiful land down under. And I've got to say, whenever I can, I'm listening to David Matto's Slice Your Age podcast for great tips on the best way to improve the quality of your life.
Hey everybody, this is Dave. Welcome back. It's great to have every single one of you on the show today. And I've got Yoko right next to me. Yoko, what's going on? Welcome. How you doing?
Thank you. Hey.
Great to have you here, Yoko, as usual. You've become like a regular part of the show. Do you like it here?
I like it. I hope they like it.
I hope they do. Well, I'm getting
You're the
a lot.
Best.
I'm getting a lot. Wait, who are you?
Yoko. It's the Yoko Show.
Wait. I didn't even announce you yet. But everybody, as you can tell, I've got Sandy here with us. Sandy's making a comeback, and Sandy, so stay away just a little back because the mic is picking you up really loud. So right there is about fine. So Sandy, what's going on? This is Sandy. I'll tell you something. It's gonna hey, listeners and friends. I want to just tell you something. It's going to be a bit of a crazy show this evening. Sandy's already yelling at me because I've got notes and she doesn't. But it's my show. I'm the one that kind of runs the show and has the questions. But it's going to be crazy. Sandy, I will tell you, from the start, I am drinking chamomile tea. As a matter of fact, it is one of my favorites. It is Taste of Inspirations, 100% organic. Sandy, it's organic chamomile tea, smooth and buttery herbal blend. I love it. It's USDA organic. It's kosher. It's probably gluten free. It's all the above. It's good stuff. So I'm enjoying this. Hold on.
Gulp.
Would you like to tell everybody what you're drinking, Sandy? No, you better not.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I have a problem.
Go ahead. You can say it. It's okay.
And wait a minute, now, after last night's yoga class, last Monday's yoga class, you're not always drinking chamomile tea.
Shh, don't tell everybody.
See, he's making us sound crazy.
So you're drinking sake in these little wooden boxes, Yoko and Sandy. Yoko, what are the wooden boxes called?
Masu.
Masu. Okay. And what does that mean exactly? Wooden box? Wooden box for sake?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun.
It's going to be, hey, listeners, I'm telling you something. If you're new to Slice Your Age, you are going to love this show. There's no question about it. If you've been a seasoned listener, a seasoned follower, and a friend, you're also going to love it. It is going to be a fantastic show. We got a lot of good stuff. Before we get into the real meat and potatoes, no meat and potatoes.
Just,
before we get into the real guts, I shouldn't say guts either. I've got a few things. I've got to ask a favor to all of my listeners, and the favor is this. And if you do this for me, I'm going to send you some instant karma, and I'm going to send it to you very quickly. Well, that's what is instant. It's instant. I'm going to send you really great energy and great karma. Here's what you do. It's going to really help me a lot. It's going to help the show. And I'd like you to go onto iTunes and simply find Slice Your Age. If you're not sure how to do it, just go to the iTunes store, do a search for podcast Slice Your Age. And when you find it, write a review. Click on 5 stars, of course. 5 stars. Well, you give an honest review, but if you don't think it's 5 stars, don't click on 5 stars. But I think most of you think it's 5 stars. And then write an honest review. The more reviews I have on iTunes, the more iTunes features it, shows to people, it's going to come up maybe more search engine. I just think it's better to get more reviews so you can help me out. Sandy, did you give me a review yet?
I'm sorry, but I don't get on the computer that often.
What do you mean you don't get on the
computer? I'm not a huge
computer geek. You're not a geek.
I'm a geek, but I'm not. I will. I'll get on.
You'll go. I think you did it. But help me out, people, friends, followers. Just give me a good review, or give me any kind of review. Even give me a review. Yeah, followers. That's right. You have a problem with that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. No. Next on the list. Before we get in, next on the list is, if you want to get on my email list, I've got a great email list. I don't bother you with spam. I don't bother you. I send an email at maybe once a month just to tell you, just update you what's going on with Slice Your Age. Some really good stuff. And the way to do that is very, very simple. Just go to sliceyourage.com, and in the right-hand column, you'll see it says something like join my email list or subscribe to my email, something like that. I don't know the exact verbiage, but it's very, very apparent. You'll see it. So be sure to subscribe to my email list. And also, by the way, if you want to just ask a question or hang out, I'm very easy to reach. RunDrDave@gmail.com. That's RunDrDave @gmail.com. I am very, very easy to reach. I try to respond to everybody's questions as fast as I can. I do my best. So reach me there. And by the way, also, Sandy, I don't even know if you knew this. Yoko, you knew this. Mm-hmm. But we had a contest in March. We had a contest in March, and the contest was basically like my Facebook page, which is Slice Your Age on Facebook. Like my Facebook page, and you get your name put in the hat for a drawing. And if you not only like the page, but if you share it or share a post, you'll get your name put in twice. And I've got to tell you, since March is over, we had a great many of you did that. And we drew the names, and Dr. Laurie Cockley won. Dr. Laurie Cockley won a $25 gift card to her choice of Amazon or Starbucks. What do you think she chose?
I would choose Amazon.
She chose Amazon also. Yay. She chose Amazon. So, Laurie, I hope you got your gift card by now. If you didn't get it, please let me know, because I sent it out to you via email that you gave me. So, hope you got it. In the month of April, we're stepping it up. We're ratcheting up a notch. Is that what you say? We're stepping it up a notch. We're kicking it up a notch. We're taking it to the next level.
Yeah, kicking it.
We are, because guess what? There's a $100 gift card prize in the month of April. Your choice of Starbucks or Amazon again. Or as Yoko says, if you really want something else, we might be able to work that out. But Starbucks or Amazon. But all you have to do is be the person that shares Slice Your Age the most on your Facebook page and on other people's, other groups or whatever you can do. The more original you are, the more you share, the better. And we've had a bunch of you already really sharing the heck out of Slice Your Age on Facebook and on other social media sites. And I'm telling you something, somebody, one of you is going to win that $100 gift card. It might as well be you. If you're listening right now, you can do it. Maybe for a few minutes a day, you go on, share things like crazy, and you could win $100. Your choice, Amazon or Starbucks.
Or something else.
Or something else, as Yoko says.
Listen to the Yoko.
Listen to the Yoko show. We always listen. It's the Yoko. It's becoming the Yoko show. And by the way, I do want to thank everybody because, you know, like I said, when I started the show back in October of 2013, I didn't really know what was going to happen. I didn't know how it was going to go. Fast forward how many months? About 5 months later, I've got so many listeners. I mean, they're really passionate about downloading the show every week, listening to it. And I just want to thank you all for listening, for caring, for sharing with your friends, with your colleagues, with your, you know, family members, whoever it is. But I'll tell you something. The number of downloads I'm getting per month far exceeded my expectations for this time of the year. It's just incredible. So thank you so much. The show is definitely becoming successful, and it's because of you. So do you want to thank them also?
Well, you know, and I feel bad because I listen. We always listen, but I don't. I don't go on and like do the
you
whole.
Do
you
what?
Said
share?
When you said share. I don't, because I don't get on Faith. I really don't.
Well, you know something. That's you're going to get a demerit because of that.
I know.
But you listen. But you and Barry, your faithful listeners.
Always,
I've told.
Yeah.
In fact, I've
we
told
to the Yoko show.
I've told all the time. I've told my friends on the show that you and Barry listen. I know there was a point you were remodeling your kitchen, and you made it a point to listen every Sunday
always.
To the latest
yep.
episode, which is great. I really appreciate it. And guess what? Next time we do a show, I'm hoping it's going to be within the next one or two shows. I am going to have new equipment here. I'm going to have new microphones, a new mixing board. It's going to be really, really high tech. I'm going to have actually those. Actually, we don't have it right now. You might be able to tell, but I'm going to have those pop screens. So it's against the mic. So if I say the letter P or maybe T a little bit too much, it'll take out the pop, pop, pop. So it's going to be upgraded. The sound quality is going to be better. It's going to be much more professional. So we're really upgrading. It's because of all you, because of my listeners, I'm able to get the energy back from you and put a little money into the show and really make this the best health and fitness lifestyle show out there. That's my goal. It's going to be number one. I'm going to beat Oprah. Forget Oprah. Forget what's his name, Dr. Oz. Forget him. This is the show to listen to. This is the true down and dirty information. The true down and dirty information. So I thank you. Now, we also got a question just came in because I went on Facebook just before we started taping the show. Is taping correct? It's not really tape. It's digital.
Recording,
that's right. You don't say tape anymore, right?
Taping.
It's not
tape.
You're A-track. But I got a question that it's from Dawn Patrick. Dawn Patrick, by the way, is I'm going to call her a super fan. She's definitely in the contest in April. She's tweeting, retweeting, Facebooking, posting. She's going wild, and she wants to win that $100 gift card. I know that. And I will say she's up there with the leaders. There's no question about it. But Dawn asked a question, and maybe you can all help me with the answer to this question. It's a great question. It's a frequently asked question. She says, I'm a late night snacker. Any advice for me? Well, my advice would be don't snack late night. Simple as that, right? But all kidding
it's
aside.
It's not as easy.
No, it's not as easy. But it's all kidding aside. Let's say you get hungry in the evening. Sure. My advice would be to snack sensibly. First of all, not a lot. And stay away from the carbs. I wouldn't eat bread, pasta, rice late at night for sure. It kind of stays with you.
Sure.
And I think maybe even like sweet fruits. Well, almost fruits are sweet, but I would stay away from anything sweet or carbs. What do you eat, Sandy, when you eat at night? What do you eat at night if you're hungry?
I don't really. I mean, I'm usually gone. I don't really.
You're not a late night snacker.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I get back late because usually my last class. So we usually just have a meal that I've.
Well, that's also eating a late meal is not good.
Yeah, I know, but unfortunately, my schedule. I can't. Not everybody has a schedule, and so I try not to eat. I try not to eat later, but you know, if I get home like tonight, it's not that late. But I usually have a little snack. I snack throughout the day, and I usually always pay attention to what I do.
I've always said to eat at least six small meals.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And then I just come here and eat.
You mooch off of us.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what do you, as far as a late night snack?
Late night, or even
a night snack, after dinner, between dinner and bed.
I don't really snack either.
I don't eat. Yeah,
maybe
same with me.
Hot tea. Sometimes like, oh, I feel a little hungry before I go to sleep, but like having hot tea and like, oh, I'm okay.
Yeah, with the water, it's filling your water. And if you eat something, also if you eat something that has like certain high fiber, that actually will fill you up. So
very true.
A lot of times people think, well, oatmeal in the morning, but why not have like oatmeal, you know, because it does. The fiber actually helps to fill you up and you feel full.
Yeah.
And it's good.
You feel full.
But before that, like, why she feels hungry at night? That's the thing. Like, if she eats like enough, maybe 5 p.m. or something, like, you know, she doesn't need to feel hungry.
Well, maybe she's going by the advice we give on Slice Your Age not to eat a very, very large meal. So if she doesn't eat a large meal, and I can understand that, doesn't eat a very, very large meal, doesn't pig out at dinner, but then wants a little something maybe before bedtime, which is total. How about some nuts?
Walnuts are really good with the oils.
And even a little bit of almond butter. Almond butter is good. I'll tell you, I know I put something on Facebook a while ago, and it got a great response too. And it was like, it was one strawberry, one fairly large strawberry, cut it in half and put some almond butter on it. And I'll tell you something, that was a great evening snack.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Hummus is beautiful.
Hummus is great.
It takes two seconds to make your own hummus.
Dawn, I hope you're getting some good advice. The main advice would be what to stay away from. And that's again, sweets, carbs, like bread, rice, pasta, things like that. But anything, definitely no cakes or cookies. Well, we don't eat cakes or cookies anyway, so I hope you're not eating that, Dawn. But I hope that helped. I think we gave her a lot of advice. I hope it did. I hope. What do you think?
Oh, it did. It helped.
It did.
But can I go back again?
Can you go back again?
Yeah.
Yes, I want Yoko to go back.
Like, we could spend the whole show on just Dawn's question. It's a great question.
The other day, like, okay, we went to Indian buffet place, and we ate. Little bit late lunch, I guess, but like I ate rice, not a lot, but like it's like filled a lot.
Yeah.
So that like that night, I didn't feel hungry at all.
Well, same with me. And it wasn't just the rice, but I'll tell you something. A lot of the, we're going to get into this in a little while. I don't want to talk about this too much. We're going to talk about the actual Indian restaurant we went to. It was, we ate vegan.
Yeah.
But because of what we ate, not only the rice, but some of the dishes that had lentils, chickpeas. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something, very, very filling.
Protein,
very
calcium,
satisfying.
Iron, chickpeas.
And I'll tell you something, I felt like I almost did not need dinner. I ate a very, very light dinner.
Right.
Which, by the way, you'll be proud of me, Sandy. I actually got a totally gluten-free vegan pizza and ate just a little bit of it. And it was early enough, so the car, it was made out of rice flour.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunday was our vegan day. I got to tell you something. And we're going to talk about this a little bit. But it was a great, but yeah, you're right, Yoko.
But it's okay to eat like, you know, a little bit for six meals per day.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's better to eat like kind of a lot in the morning and lunchtime and then less
agree.
Night.
Agree. Totally agree. And I'll tell you something. That Indian lunch we had, and it was around 2 o'clock, something like that, 2 to 3, something around
one to two.
We stayed there a long time.
I
would, if it would have been like a little bit later in the day, I don't think I would have needed any dinner at all. I was really, really full. And I don't think we overate, but it was just the quality and the consistency of that food. It was really
real,
nice.
Real food. Yeah,
whole food, not processed.
Yeah,
it was great. So, okay, I hope, Dawn, that helped. We gave your question about 5 to 10 good minutes there. And I think that certainly should help you. If not, let me know. We'll make sure we address it again next time. But I think that was good. So let's see. Sandy, here's the dilemma. And here's one of the reasons we wanted to bring you back on the show, Sandy. Yoko and I lately have been, of course, we've been talking to you for a long time about this. Every Monday when you come over to give us yoga, we do the yoga class. As if you don't know, by the way, listeners, Sandy's been on the show before. She is actually not only a good friend of mine and of Yoko's, but she's our yoga instructor. She's, I say, one of the best yoga instructors on this planet because she has really good modifications for people like me that are not super, super flexible.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's not the point. The reason we want to bring you on the show is because over many years, we've talked about diet, health, lifestyle, and you're a vegan, and that's no surprise to the listeners that have heard you before. You're a vegan, but you've been actually giving us some really interesting information. Yoko and I are not vegans, but we listen to you. We listen actually very carefully, and don't think that we don't, because we really do, because we're both animal lovers. And I've said on the show before, I've said it with Yoko, I've said it actually by myself, but we're really animal lovers, so it's a dilemma, because we do eat some meat. We don't eat a lot of meat, but we eat some meat. And it's actually a dilemma, and it's becoming more of a dilemma, because not only listening to some of the things you're telling us, but you've turned us on to some other information, videos, podcasts from some really smart people who happen to be vegans, and we're listening. So, you know, the dilemma is, what do Yoko and I do? Because again, we want to eat healthy, and I think we eat very, very healthy, but meat is a part of our diet, and so is fish, and so are some, you know, dairy products. But and as I said on the show before, Yoko and I have made it a point to, when we buy meat, and again, I want to stress, we don't eat a lot of it, but when we buy meat, we go to a local farm, and they swear to us that, you know, the animals are treated humanely, blah blah blah
and
blah blah, the whole
humane.
Thing.
And so that's.
Well, that's a problem. I've got a problem with it. I'm coming to you for advice.
No,
Sandy.
I think you should do what's right. As long as you have the information, and you guys don't just, you know, ignorance is bliss. A lot of people are like that. They don't want to know what happens. And I think you want to know. You want to know the reality of what really does happen. And you guys are very healthy. You know, you're very fit. Am I speaking loud enough?
No, I'm just looking at the meter. You're doing great.
I think one of the important things is, which I would recommend people to read is, if you know, not even an animal lover, but know the facts as far as nutritional, your nutrition wise, and the scientific facts behind choosing an all plant based whole foods diet. There's a big difference, just, you know, eating processed food than actually getting into how the animals are treated.
Well, I've got a problem with that. The way the animals are treated, I'm convinced it's not good.
Read the China study. That'll give you the information as far as you know, what it's doing to our health. A plant-based diet versus an animal, even a little bit of animal, an animal-based diet. And it's not, for me, it's not the whole, the whole health. That's an added benefit. It's also for the health of the animals.
Well, so, I'm not disagreeing with you, but look, Yoko brought up a good point yesterday when we were at this, we were eating at the Indian restaurant. We were listening to the vegan podcast, and Yoko so Yoga had a good point, because there, of course, they say in the research is out there that if you become vegans are healthier, live longer, etc. But so Yoko's question was, well, I can understand that research if you're taking something. I'm going to use President Bill Clinton as an example, and he's gone vegan, right? He's vegan.
Yeah, but a lot of athletes, a lot of runners.
But here's my point. Yeah. So Yoko's question is like, okay, well, before Bill Clinton became vegan, he was in not such great health. He had heart problems, but it was also known that the guy ate a lot of fried food, junk food. And then, of course, so moving from that type of diet to vegan, of course he's going to become healthier because he's taken that fried junk out of his diet.
And meat also.
Yeah, but in other words, suppose there's somebody, I'm just asking the question, suppose there's somebody like me and Yoko, we're eating a very, very healthy diet. I like to think it's healthy, although there is some meat and some fish in the diet, but it's not to excess. But do you think if we became vegan, there would actually be more of a change in our health?
No, I can't say anyone. I can't say this is right for you, that's right for you. But for me, it's more of it's ethical. If you know all the facts, you know all the information, and you know what has happened to the animal during its life and its death, and you can still, you have all the facts, and you still, I think you do what's right for you. I can't, knowing what I know and seeing the documentaries that I've seen, not vegan documentaries. These are I read lots of, different. I try to see both sides. So for me, there are options. And I don't necessarily, people say, well, I don't need to contribute to that. And people say, well, you think that's going to make a difference? Well, yeah. People that say, as far as recycling, there are people that say, well, it's not going to make a difference. It does make a difference. Mm-hmm. There are books out there, I think Mark Bittman and a couple that are not vegans. They say if you go vegan after five, there's some book out that it does make an impact, and it's supply and demand. Mm-hmm. It's a food industry. It's a pharmaceutical industry. It's all about supply and demand. Mm-hmm. And most of the time you go to a restaurant, you don't know what you're getting. And I feel better not eating animals. And I don't want anyone to judge me, but it's nice to know the information. Mm-hmm. And I can't say what's right for you, but what's right for the environment. Mm-hmm. Definitely the fish. I mean, talk about fish. I mean, that's one of the worst things. We're over the species. We're losing different species of fish. We're overfishing. It's not done ethically. There are a lot of like when you talk about Native Americans and it's they eat everything, you wear everything. That's not how it is. Mm. It's like the dairy industry.
That's my ideal, but maybe the world is not that way.
That, exactly, because both you and I are very idealistic, and we like to think the best. But like in the dairy industry, people don't think, well, they're they're milked and they're artificially inseminated. Then and like I said, the male calves go for veal. That's what happens. They're veal, and so by supporting dairy and the old we're the only species that. Drinks another species' milk. And that's a fact. What other species drinks another species' milk? Mammal.
Even Japanese people, before the World War II, we didn't drink milk.
Yeah. Okay.
After, we lost the war and we didn't have good nutrition and many,
you lost the war and then you started drinking milk? God,
because many American culture came. They didn't have McDonald's.
Forks over knives. And watch Forks Over Knives. They get into that as far as where there are certain areas where they didn't have access to dairy and the, certain cancers were dead. These are poor countries. Certain cancers were completely down in the during World War II and,
I'm not doubting any of that at all. I think you've got, if a listener wants to find out more about the movie Forks Over Knives, how do they find it, Sandy?
Go on Netflix or any, Forks Over Knives, go to the computer, and that gives you the basic information without the horror stories of what actually happens to the animals. That gives you the scientific, the facts. And it's nothing scary. There's also Vegucated. There's also, there's a lot of good movies. If you want to know,
No, I like your attitude because, you know, you, sometimes you talk to a vegan, especially like a really, I don't know if you call them like an activist, but they really believe that everybody on the planet has to be a vegan. Your attitude is pretty much, you know, do what's best for you, do what's right for you, do what you believe.
And get the information. That's, yeah, know what's happening. Meet your meat.
I like the thing about you. You're not really trying to ram anything down everybody's throat,
and
right?
You're just the only people that I really talk.
I mean, you don't ram stuff down people's throat. You just give the information so other people don't ram stuff down their throat. That's really
yes. That's exactly what I do. But I think it's just. Get the information, do as much research as you can. And I was talking to you guys also, if nothing else, just buy products that aren't tested on animals.
Talk a little bit about testing on animals. Ooh. We all thought that was over with.
That's not over with. And, am I speaking too loud?
You're doing great. Okay, you're doing fantastic. No, if I turn around to look at the control panel, I'd like to see how the levels are and what kind of time frame we're running. But no, don't just ignore me. Ignore me when I turn around and look at the control panel, please, because we're not supposed to be talking about that on the podcast. We're supposed to be talking about information. We're not talking about.
But we can talk about what we want to talk about. You can't tell us what we want to talk about.
Well, if you had your choice, what would you be talking about right now on Slice Your Age? Let's say I just walked away and gave you to the mic. What would you two talk about?
Yoko and I would probably talk about you behind your back.
What would you say?
How much we love you and.
I don't think you'd say that.
No.
I think you'd make fun of me.
No.
I think you'd be
maybe a little bit.
Yoko would have something to say? What? What are you saying?
No, but still Sandy was talking about the animal test. So let's hear.
I do want to hear a little bit more about the animal testing.
Okay. Certain years ago, there were large companies, I think Procter & Gamble, certain companies mm-hmm. that that we buy a lot of their products. They stopped animal research. They stopped testing on animals.
That's what I was talking.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Yes.
Okay. So they stopped testing on animals, and I don't know the exact numbers, but recently, maybe a couple of years ago, they because in China you were required to test products on animals. I'm talking about shampoo. I'm talking about basic stuff that it's not necessary. There's so many companies out there to support that don't test on animals. And so now those large companies, which I don't have a list of them because I wasn't prepared, but to maybe not contribute to that particular company.
How can somebody find out good company
actually,
bad company?
I just heard of I think it's called I have it written down somewhere. Boycott something. It's an app that tells you, maybe you want to support, a certain, whether it's humans being treated humanely because of fair trade. It's called, oh my gosh, I have the information probably in my car because I wrote it down.
I'm going to search.
But it's boycott.
Is it boycott something?
Yeah, it's, did I write that down?
I'm looking right now on the iPhone to see if there's an app for that.
And as a matter of fact, Aaron told me about it on Aaron Red.
On the Aaron Red show. Well, we're looking. It's a little slow, but
it gives you the information, so you can bar scan. You can take, you know, the what is it, the bar
oh,
scan
so you
of anything
scan.
And your phone, and it'll say, okay, this like say fair trade. For me, that's important also, and I want to know the people that are that the workers are treated humanely. It's not just animals. It's every. Rights to all beings, all living beings. I mean, we make ourselves to be somehow, you know, higher than other creatures, and living being. And it basically, like, something is important to you. You can type this all in, and then anything you scan, it will tell you if the company actually.
Wow.
That's interesting.
I can't find the app right now. But you know what we'll do? I'll post it in the show notes. We'll post it in the show notes. It sounds like a great app. So basically, the app is you can take your iPhone or any kind of smartphone and scan the barcode on any product, and this app will tell you whether it's. Okay to use, environmentally friendly if they're doing animal testing.
Or it could be like someone that maybe a vet, like someone that's fought in war or whatever, and maybe they want to go with companies actually support. Yeah, so it gets into a...
That's fantastic. So we're going to find out about that app, and we're going to post it on the show notes for sure.
Great.
That sounds great.
It's amazing. And that you want to know, really you know, you want to support, I mean, you want to support companies and businesses that have your values, that you, something that you believe in strongly.
Yeah, I think, can I say something?
Nope.
You don't have to ask permission. When you ask Sandy, you just butt in, Yoga. No, Sandy's trying to, she's hogging the mic, you just butt in.
You was going to say something, but like I'm very concerned to people.
You
want to
be polite.
Okay.
Well, you're Japanese. Anyway. They're very, very polite.
Anyway, like I think it's the time.
Was that politically incorrect to say that?
It's hard. Time to people recognize what we have done and what we are doing. I think so. Japan, like after we lost the war, but we didn't have a lot of food. So that we had to make like a factory farm. I didn't want to say, but like they had to create more food to supply the people. And then like in people, the population getting like bigger and bigger and bigger. So like we needed food. But now today I researched online and then like many, many food, like almost one third of the food we created is wasted. So that why do we still have to have a big factory farm or
farms are horrible.
That's why I think now I hope it's not a political radio show, but I think now we started to think about environment. Like we have been thinking about recycle, but more we should focus on the food too.
Mm-hmm,
being
for sure.
Healthy, but do good things to environment. And we have to, create better earth for the future.
Next generation.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. Absolutely. I think factory farms are horrible, dangerous, horrible for the animals, bad for the environment.
Not only factory.
I know, of course, not only factory farms, but I'm just talking about. I'm talking about factory farms, but fish farms are horrible too. But there are a lot of things I know that are bad for the environment. Of course, I know you've got your notes there.
Sandy's got notes. I wanted to show Yoga. No, okay, first of all, I was going to show her some of the things that it would be nice to maybe educate yourself.
Uh-huh.
Just read as much as you can. And maybe look at some videos so you know what's going on. Vegetated earthlings. Earthlings is very good. And these were this.
Uh-huh.
Documentaries. That's really kind of all I want.
Listen too.
Earthlings. One of the newer ones I think came out within the last year. Speciesism. I think it's called. I'm not sure the director.
Speciesism.
But it really is called that.
How
somehow we don't take into account other living beings and the suffering that we, and you're talking about, the food that's wasted, especially in a lot of countries, but in this country, I mean, in dumpsters, food at the end of the day, how food is thrown out.
Oh, I know.
Okay, and there's also a good documentary called Dive, and it's about dumpster divers that actually talking, and they got into the whole thing about how certain companies, that they lock their dumpsters so people can't get the food. And so there are things, then things have changed. Dive, that's another good documentary. But things are changing, and we have to have a voice. We have to have a voice, and I think it's important to have a voice for all living beings.
Well, I think what you said before is, if you think like you don't make a difference, one person does make a difference. One person, you do count.
And you do what feels right for you ethically, and if you can, and what feels right for your body physically also, because you can, it's eat real food.
So I'm going to move to another subject real quick. We don't have to spend a lot of time on this one, but Sandy, I have a question for you. Do you do any juicing at all?
I looked into that. I used to have a juicer. I used to juice every single day.
Did you?
And yeah, it wasn't the most expensive juice in the world, and it broke. But sometimes we do smoothies, but smoothies with fruit, with nothing, real stuff. And you can also do with the juicing, do kale,
juice per se, but I had a friend that was here from out of town. You actually met him, but he brought some of these what do you call, I guess like these protein shakes and meal replacement shakes, and it's very interesting. It's very healthy. If, as a matter of fact, he left a couple with me. I went out. I'm actually, I told Yoko I'm experimenting now because I want to help my listeners too, because a lot of people have a lot of questions. There's so many different types of shakes, meal replacement shakes, protein shake, all the a million different kinds, weight loss shakes. And I'm experimenting. I'm trying to research to find out like what is the absolute best one out there. I've got, you see all over on the counter, I've got one right there. It's like whole foods. It's vegan. It is, there's no GMO, there are no GMOs. It's gluten free. It looks really, and we sampled it today. It tastes great. So we're working on this. We're doing some of our research to help our listeners to find, our goal is to find the absolute best shake out there. Not to replace your meals with it, but as an adjunct.
Okay.
If need be.
Okay,
you got
and
an
you can also. Oh, I do have an opinion. Okay, one. I think you can also get your own fresh vegetables that you know organic, and you can do it yourself. And it takes no time at all. And there's Engine House number 44 or whatever the diet. And this a guy from Texas actually put his company on an all vegan, all whole food, and you know no added thing, you know, no added shakes or whatever,
no
but real food.
Real food.
No, and I think that you can get, in general, you can get everything you need from whole foods instead of, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think you can get
what
you need from
that.
Fruits and vegetables and just juice your, you know, do your own juicing and it takes like 10 seconds.
Well, it takes more than 10 seconds.
Well, it doesn't really take that. I have a pretty busy schedule and I am able to, I make food. I do make food.
You make food.
But not, you know.
Healthy
it's
stuff.
Really,
really healthy stuff.
We were talking
about that early. We try to eat very healthy. Well, you would not really eat our diet. But you eat a lot of stuff here, but, you know, any type of meat or fish you would not eat. Or, you know, eggs, butter, any of that. But
we're rethinking. Okay, did you say on one of the pod? Did you say butter is good for you?
Actually, I think.
Do we use butter?
We use some butter, we use some butter. And butter, I do not believe butter is bad for you. Now, a vegan would disagree, of course.
Well, okay, and you have the what
butter is
what
definitely
nutrient is good in butter.
Just
out of curiosity,
what nutrient is good? Well,
what's good about butter besides it clogging your arteries and?
Well, first of all, are you positive that butter clogs your arteries? Are you sure about that? Because I'm not so positive.
Read the China study. Read animal. The animal-based diet versus a plant-based diet, and this is the longest study. It's not made, but I don't think I've ever heard anyone say butter is really good for you.
I'm not saying butter is a health food.
Okay.
It's certainly not a health food, but I don't necessarily think
you can cook things in broth like a vegetable.
I don't necessarily think. Well, again, my thinking might change because we're evolving, but I don't think butter is as bad. You know, there was a time when everybody said butter is horrible for you, and this is years ago they moved to margarine.
Oh,
of course,
yeah,
margarine is trans fat. That's like a poison. I mean, that'll kill you. But on butter, I'm not so sure. I don't think it's bad. Now, of course, I wouldn't go eating
sticks of butter.
Sticks of butter, no. But a little bit in moderation, I don't think is bad. Again, you know, my thinking might change in the near future. I don't know. I just don't know. But I'm saying a little bit of butter in the morning with I eat gluten free toast. I basically half a piece. Yoko eats a little piece of bread. We'll have some butter on it, but very little. I don't see that as being a real health problem.
Have you tried Earth Balance?
We've tried that too.
And that's olive oil. It's a mix of certain oils.
That's what we are using.
We actually use right now. I think we've got some butter that contains olive oil, but it's not. It is some butter also in there. Yeah, so it's got olive oil. I can go check it while we're talking.
You don't have to check it.
I won't check it. Anyway, you know, I just wanted to find out what your thought was, but I'm going to move on to another topic, and that is, this is really not, well, it's a little strange, and here's the reason this topic came up, is because this past weekend, we're taking a long walk, and you know, we live in kind of like a rural area where everything's supposed to be just kind of pristine and beautiful, and one of the things we noticed we took a 7-plus-mile walk, probably close to 8 miles, we noticed a lot of trash along the roads. So my thinking is, and it's almost everywhere we went, in a rural area, a farm area, basically, trash along the roads everywhere. My thinking is, why are people driving in cars, rolling their windows down, and throwing trash out the window to pollute the earth? What's going on here?
Because they're not thinking. I think people are, I don't think they're thinking. I think they're basically not thinking twice about it. They're just throwing things out. I think sometimes people don't have a respect for people, other beliefs, or for the land. Sometimes, but then sometimes people just don't know better and they don't think. So I think everyone, every individual has their own little story. So
I mean, is there like a certain demographic that's rolling down? I mean, I would never even think about rolling a window and throwing trash out. I don't get it. I mean, is it more like maybe people that are not educated? I don't know.
But you can't really answer that question. No one can answer that question because we don't know anyone else. We don't know the story. You don't know the story behind it.
Maybe somebody is angry, just rolls the window down, and to relieve their anger, they throw stuff out.
I think sometimes people don't think. I think people don't care. You know, who knows? We can't judge.
We clean up in the car, their cars, but
dagnabbit.
Yeah, but they don't
they
care
their,
about
they want
the
their
woods.
Car to be clean.
Yeah, but they don't care about the woods.
Mm,
so that they just. Don't give away.
And I know it's not really part of, like, people are listening to this to get healthier, but, you know, let's face it. If somebody is healthy inside and outside, they're not going to roll a window down, open a car door, and toss a thing of garbage outside. I think that is actually very unhealthy to the spirit to do that too.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
You know what I want? Maybe there are studies out there. We can figure out. Oh, there's Jane.
Where do you find a study?
I don't know. I said maybe there's a study.
A study on who's throwing.
No, cars. I mean, what, you know, people, why people do the things that they do. There are a lot. You look at Freakonomics, that.
Freakonomics.
Whatever. Yeah. Why people do the things
they
do
it,
and look
do
into
it.
You know, look into it. You can't kind of hold it within yourself because then it's like a cancer. To you, you can just sort of contemplate, and then you know what you can do something positive, and like you guys did, clean up and just move on, and then maybe talk to someone else about it, like you're doing right now, and maybe people will think twice instead of walking. Like say you're taking a walk, instead of just walking by trash and letting it go, and say, why do people do that? You know. Do the right thing and pick it up. It's good karma.
I agree. And, you know, we've got listeners from all over the world these days. And so wherever you are in the world, if you're hearing this, help out a little bit, pick up some trash on the side of the road. And I'll tell you, we can maybe Slice Your Age can actually help clean the planet up.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I think it's possible.
The environment, the world. Yeah. Everyone can make a difference.
Make it a better place.
Yep. That's
and
true.
And it's good to know, people should know that, the trash is gonna turn to nature takes long time.
Right, depending on what it is, of course, it could take a long
certain
time.
Certain things
are
not
like, even like when we went to Grand Canyon, they had the little pamphlet, and they especially the place is dry.
Mm-hmm. It's area. A desert environment, of course.
So that like even like one cup of paper cup.
One paper cup.
Yeah, I don't remember how long, but like it's going to take long time.
How long do you think it would take one stick of butter to decompose?
Just think about the animal behind the butter. Think about the animal behind the butter. That has everything to do with what I'm talking about. So that's awesome.
You know something, Sandy? I'm not disagreeing with you. The more I'm listening, I think when you're eating butter, cheese, drinking milk, I think you do have to think of the animal behind it and how they – possibly were abused to get that product. I'm listening. I'm hearing loud and clear. I'm not kidding. I really am. And Yoko is as well. I want to let you know, I posted something on Facebook several days ago and I got so many responses to this, positive responses and so many shares. I just wanted to share it with my listeners and with you guys. I posted an article. I don't have it in front of me this second, but the gist of the article was, people that are trying to improve their lives, become happier by buying more things and more stuff and more possessions, we're finding that they are not happy. They're never going to become happy just by buying more things and just having more stuff. But it's basically having gratitude is what really makes people happier, not having more things. I'm doing this a quote-unquote thing, things. Having more things is not making you happy. So any of my listeners out there, if you think for a second that buying more things, bigger and better, more expensive, is going to make you happier, generally it is not. And the reason I'm saying this is because I've got a ton of likes and shares to this one article I posted. It's incredible.
And I think sometimes people fill up something as an emptiness within themselves when they buy things. Because you have that you know, the flash of, oh, it feels good at the beginning. But unless you're, and we've talked about it before, unless you're happy within yourself, I mean, it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with having nice things, but really about gratitude. We need, as a society, we need a lot. I mean, most people need less than what they really have.
That's totally the truth, including myself.
I am. That's a good documentary. How we, as humans, we take more than what is necessary in life. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's wrong to want nice things, but it's also not necessary to take and to define yourself by what, you know, people define themselves
by
what
yourself,
they have.
But you know, something to think about though is that every time we take something from the planet, it's all natural resources, and you are doing some.
What's all natural resources?
When we take something, let's say the shirt you're wearing, let's face it was made by something that's a natural, like cotton or something. Whenever we buy something, take something, it's we're taking it from the earth, and we take a lot more than we need, and it does have a negative impact on the earth, whatever we buy or take, or, you know.
And let's also go with environmentally items and materials that are more environmentally sound, like bamboo, for instance, hemp, a lot, like fabrics, when you talk about, or 100% cotton, organic cotton, because certain things are not great for the environment. Cotton, for instance, I mean, the amount of water and just pesticides and everything, so you want to go with 100% organic cotton. You want to get hemp bamboo.
Is always good.
Bamboo is good for the, because it's good for the environment.
I was listening to Erin Ray, and it was on her show, and she was, they're talking about anything wool, silk is actually, of course,
well, because you're boiling these silkworms. I mean, that's how you
good.
Get
that can't be good.
No, and
that
wool can't be good at all. And okay. Oh, okay.
I always thought wool was okay because you're actually just shaving. You're cutting. Is that not good? Wool's not good? Seriously.
You know, it's important to actually get the information on your own. I'm not going to be the one that.
No, I want to know from you right now. Is wool bad?
In your opinion,
do you wear wool?
Okay, no, I don't wear wool.
You don't wear wool.
But I think that there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of things that are warm, and I wouldn't get rid of anything that I had. I wouldn't get rid of anything that I had, because that's wasteful.
Yeah.
But the fact is that wool, because a lot of, like the sheep, the impurities get into like bugs, where I get into the wool of the fur of the animal.
Mm-hmm.
And many times, especially their little butoxine region area, their butt, you slice certain areas so that you're less likely to get an infection,
you know,
in that area. No, and this
not
and
good.
This is not just me just
I
looking
believe
into
you.
It because you're less likely to they're less likely to get an infection, especially where you go to the bathroom. And and after I lost my train of thought there for a second.
That can happen on the show.
Okay, the animals don't go, you know, to this pasture and just live out a happy little life at the end, you know, when they retire. They get killed. Mutton. Okay, just know what's happening. Know what's happening with dairy. After the women have given up, they get killed. They don't go to a little retirement agency, just like with the wool, just like with the sheep. And that's not how it works. And we like to think that's how it works. And if you know, if you have a small, for the most part, if you have a small farm in your area, it's good to know what's going on. And there are so many alternatives. There are so many alternatives that don't have to exploit animals for our consumption.
Today's episode has actually turned into a political show.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, you know, I think it's good to educate. And I like hearing things. I mean, I don't like hearing bad stories, but I like being educated. I like hearing what's going on, because a lot of times we do kind of turn a blind eye to some of this stuff, and we should know what's going on.
Yeah, a lot of people just don't know. And you know, but you do better when you know better. And thinking about the environment, there are a lot of people that, you know, oh, I drive a Prius or this or that. And the fact, I mean, that's good. It's important to do.
You drive a Prius with
people that are environmental. Okay,
do Priuses have leather seats?
No, I have no idea. I'm talking about people that are into the environment.
A Prius with leather seats.
No. Okay. The environment. Talk about the environment. And one thing that you can do to make a drastic change in the environment and the pollution, the toxins that we as a society, I mean, everyone is guilty of doing something. But even if you stop eating meat for a day, that actually does make a difference.
That does make
a difference. And because the pollutants and with our waterways, our oceans also are natural resources too. You have to think about also our natural resources, whether it's the corn that we're growing to feed the animals. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's using up a lot of land. Mm-hmm. Also the water, all of that combined, I mean, puts such stress on our environment, and people mm-hmm. don't look into that, but I'm learning. Every day.
We're all learning.
And I learn from you guys, of course, and we learn from you,
and we're trying to help our listeners as much as possible, because I don't claim to have every answer. That's why, you know, I've got great people that I hang with, and you, Sandy, we've learned a lot from you over years. I want to learn more. I want more answers. And of course, you know, I want to help my listeners and teach my listeners more as well. So,
and also, like, maybe you can get, opinion from your listeners too.
I'd like to know, actually. I'd like to know from my listeners, how many of you are vegan?
No, it's like 2% of the population.
But my listeners might. I don't know. I don't really. But I mean, I'd like to know. I'd like to know what you think after hearing this episode. Are you steered a little bit more towards it? I don't know. I'd like to just know what you think.
I don't want to steer anyone in any direction, but I think it's important to know.
Steer.
No, I think it's important to also. I don't. It's not my job. It's, you know.
Our job is just to educate. I mean, give the information, let people decide what to do.
Also, there are, you know, if you're athletic, if you're into running, then, you know, check out some of Thrive. There's a Thrive. This guy's been vegan. I can't think of his name now. Or Brandon Brazier. There are so many athletes that are vegan. And there are so many people these days that have been vegan since birth.
Yeah.
So, but it's a different generation.
It's a generation now.
It's a habit.
We're eating
what we were taught to eat, and we're producing. It's not like when we were kids. It's an industry, and we're mass producing these beings. If we think of things instead of grouping whatever living beings in one group, think of things separately. If you go and you look at like around where you live, those cows, the cows up there, you look at things individually. Yeah. People maybe you'll think twice, and it's fine to eat meat and to eat what you want, but know that they were treated humanely, and really know what's going on. Know how.
I agree. Let me tell you, I think this has been we're just about out of time. That's why I'm kind of winding it down right now, but it's been a great show. I mean, I had a lot of other categories I wanted to get to, but we spent a lot of time on some stuff that I think is really, really important. Mm-hmm. Really important. Like I said, we're learning every day. And you are too. And, hey, I appreciate you coming back to be on the show. Are you going to come back again?
Never. Yeah, of course I am. You're like my best friends.
Yeah, Yoko has become a regular, and I appreciate it, because I think my goal is just to get really is to help people, teach, coach, get the information out there, and I think most people given a choice want to live healthier. They want to look better, feel better, look stronger, lose some weight if need be, and we're getting the information out there, and that's what Slice Your Age is all about. So, hey, I appreciate you being on. Do you have anything?
Please. And I also think that all living beings, if given the chance, want to live a healthier life and want to live. I mean, people, animals, humans, you know, if given the chance, you would want to live. You would want to live a healthy life. So
yes.
I think that's with any being. We're not the only. It's not all about us. It's about the environment. It's about other living beings. It's not, you know, how.
I'm with you. Sandy, Yoko, thanks so much for being on the show. This puts another episode in the books. And until next time, this is Dave Matto, Dr. Dave. Call me Dave. Whatever you want to call me. I'm here for you. We'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.